was liberated, for instance, from Dachau, I must have weighed maybe 90 pounds. Nothing but skin and bone. In fact, at the first few days, we couldn't eat at all. Because no matter what you took, even a drink of water, it would go right through you. And everybody got the diarrhea. And the only thing we did is we stick, or maybe three, four guys would stick together. And we were in a little village there. We were liberated. We used to go into a farm and take potatoes, just plain potatoes and water and cook it and eat that. You would still get the diarrhea, but at least after a few days, you got better. And then you swell up completely. And then it got a little bit better. I thought for sure that maybe my sister was still alive after the war. So I went from camp to camp and looking for her. But no way. I found out that she died in Auschwitz. So. And I went to one camp, to Landsberg. I was in Felipe, and Landsberg was not too far away. So one Sunday we went there and started looking for her. Instead I found my wife. And that was in right after the war, 1945. We got married in 1946. And 4 years later, we come to the United States. We came over here in 1949. We arrived in Flint, Michigan, and I lived in Flint, Michigan for 16 years. We had two daughters there. The oldest one is Sarah, and then we had Helen. Sarah was born in 1950, and Helen was born in 1954. And as a barber, I worked for somebody for a while, and I opened up my own shop. And from there, we came over to Detroit and settled in Southfield. I opened a barbershop in Southfield. And we still had another daughter, Michelle. And she's now 16 years old.
How did you arrive by Flint? How did you?
Through the joint. I guess when you register in Germany to come to the United States, I guess you have to have a sponsor. And the Flint Jewish Community Council, I guess, sponsored us into Flint. And when I did arrive in Flint, it only sit home for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I got a job.